Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
I was reading an article the other day about pass keys, and I really didn't understand it. So I thought, I'll just wait for our segment with digital media expert Scott Kleinberg on Tuesday. Scott, good morning. Let's talk about this. The headline of the story says pass keys can eliminate hassles and create new ones. What can you tell us about this?
Well, the create new ones part is a little bit misleading simply because every technology can be confusing and be misleading, but pass keys are the future and they are basically the replacement, or they will someday be the replacement for a password. They're much more secure and they're much more safe to use.
Are they easier to use?
They're a lot easier to use because what happens is you'll receive a prompt on your screen and it'll say, would you like to set up a passkey for this account? And depending on how the technology is working on the device you're using, whether it's Face ID or Touch ID with your finger, you'll do one of those things. It'll ask you to repeat the process. And then the next time the website comes up and you need to use that information, you just scan your finger or you do your Face ID and you won't need to remember a password at all.
So your passkey will work across different platforms? Is that it?
Well, it should work across different platforms, but the problem is it usually works better when you're using it within one ecosystem. So if you regularly jump between a Mac and a PC and you're trying to do it, you're probably going to have a more difficult time. You're going to have to set up a passkey on each device for it to work, which isn't a problem in itself because it'll just recognize you differently on each device. But it's device dependent, which is why that is such an important thing. Passwords are not device dependent. You can take it anywhere you want on any device, but a passkey remembers you based on the device you're using, which is important for security.
Yeah, I was also reading something about the passkeys and password managers and how they work together. I didn't quite understand that. I have that. I think it's 1Password. That's the one I use. So if you have a passkey, does that sort of intermingle with that somehow?
It intermingles. It's not exactly the same thing, but it's very much the same type of format where that's just 1Password to remember things. But there's still a difference between a password and a passkey. And I guess you could look at it as passwords are stored on servers. And because they're stored on servers, they're susceptible to be hacked or phished, or whenever there's a data breach and someone says the password has been leaked, that's because they're on servers. But passkeys, they're actual keys, and they're stored on the device, which is why when you're going back to asking about the different platforms, only one piece of the passkey is stored on the server, and that piece is something that is of no use without the device. So for all the times we say, don't have a password like 123456, because if that's leaked, everybody knows your password. Mm-hmm. If something were to happen with a passkey and the piece of the key from the server was leaked, that wouldn't have any effect or any use for anybody because they don't have your device.
So is all this another reason to make sure you install all your updates and upgrade your web browsers?
Oh, my goodness, yes. That is so, so absolutely important, especially, and here's something else to keep in mind, not a lot of websites, and I mean just in the grand scheme of things, not a lot of websites are offering passkeys yet. But to have a passkey, yes, you have to have the most recent update of your operating system, of your browsers, and all those things. And if you don't have those things, yes, those sites are still going to offer passwords, I'm sure, for the foreseeable future. But if you don't do your upgrades, you won't be able to know whether or not that is being offered. And that's definitely a mistake.
With social media strategist Scott Kleinberg, and I was reading about passkeys, Scott, that I guess a couple months ago, Apple debuted the tech in its new operating systems, enabling its own and other password managers. So it should be getting easier and more widely used. Is that right?
Yeah, it should definitely get easier over time. There are just, you know, several hundred, maybe 1,000 sites right now that really offer this in a big way. But yeah, it's always about adoption when you have a bigger ecosystem. And yes, that's certainly going to help. And actually, the most interesting thing I think about passkeys is when we think about operating systems, we always think about Mac versus PC, Android versus iPhone. This is actually something that Apple and Google and the technology companies are working together on, because this is really, really important in terms of safety and security.
And one more question about this, and people always are curious, what if you get locked out of your passkey manager? Then what happens?
If you get locked out of your manager, well, then you have to go through, you know, some pretty serious steps to get back in, because that's the problem. If you misplace a password, you can reset the password. If you're locked out of something, yeah, it's going to be a little bit more work. But this is assuming that you're in a secure environment with an operating system that's up to date and a phone that's working. And hopefully, in that case, you won't get locked out.
Let's get to some Genius Bar questions for Scott Kleinberg. And we've got a few that we're kind of backed up here. So let's see if we have time to get to all of these. Is it smart if I only want to upgrade to an iPhone 16, not 17?
Oh, yeah, that's actually a really good point, because while there's always going to be differences between each model, and the latest model is always or most likely going to offer something more than the previous model before, a lot of times the model before has more than what you need, and the model before is usually at least discounted a little bit, if not significantly discounted. So in talking about the 16 to the 17, I can tell you right now that I still have the 13. So that'll just give you a little bit of an idea where we are. The differences between 16 and 17, sure, the camera is better and there are some features that are better, but the 16 is a very, very capable phone. And if you were to upgrade to that and save a little bit of money, that's a really, really good idea.
You don't feel you're limited at all with the 13, Scott?
I feel like I am definitely limited with the 13, but I'm one of those people that likes to use it until the end. And basically, when it says I can no longer receive software upgrades, then I'll update. I used to wait in line at the Apple store every time they released a new phone, and I realized that that is just too expensive to maintain. So I become a lot more safer in my old age.
Yeah, and smarter, I think. I like that. This is a good one. I've thought about this. When I delete a text, it asks me if I want to delete and report junk. I click that. Who is it reported to? That's a good one. Delete and report junk. You hit that. Where does it go?
That is a really, really good question. You would think, it sounds like it, there's somebody on the other end of the device waiting to say, aha, we got another one. But no, it's not really like that. There's actually no evidence that there's any human interaction when it comes to these messages. But what usually happens is it's reported to Apple. If you're using an iPhone, pretty much any device, but if you're using an iPhone, the junk text would be reported to them and to the phone carrier. And they usually have some sort of automated system or some sort of algorithm to detect. And the next time that phone number comes up, whether it's to you or somebody else, that database reports back and says, okay, this is spam, and hopefully you don't receive it again. So it's going into an automated system of its own to hopefully report back and learn from each other. But there's probably, I mean, we can't possibly know this for sure, but I don't think there's someone sitting in a room waiting for these to come.
We like to think so, but
funny to imagine that.
Yeah, it doesn't always work. There is a number where I've been getting junk texts, and I keep clicking delete and report, and I still get it again the next day. So it doesn't always work, does it?
And you're absolutely right. The same thing happens to me. So the thing is, it's very much like when you have junk mail on your computer. Every time you hit that junk button, you're teaching your computer that this is mail you don't want to read. Same thing with spam. Enough times, if it gets reported by enough people, I guess the algorithm reads it differently. I'm not exactly sure what happens when the same person reports it multiple times. Does it go into the system once? Does it go into the system 20 times? They don't tell you how the back end works. We can only imagine. So I think the more people that report the same number, probably you're going to see more from that.
One more from the Genius Bar. How do I update the browser on my Apple iPad? I could not open a spreadsheet in an email.
Well, those are two different things. The browser on your iPad is your internet browser. The email showing a spreadsheet, that would be the preview of the app. So those are two different things. But I can say this. If you can, on an iPad, you can't update the browser unless you're using Chrome or Firefox. If you're using Safari, that's automatic. If you're using Chrome or Safari, you can go into the App Store and see if there's an update. But what you're talking about with an email and a preview is you have to actually have the program that opens the spreadsheet in the iPad. So you would have to have Excel or Apple's numbers or something like that to be able to open it. So the browser and the preview, they sound the same, but they're two different things.
And with that, we'll close the Genius Bar for another week. Scott Kleinberg, thank you. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. Thank you.